Vista, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Running on my mind, boy. Forest Gump, forest green, forest blues. I'm remembering you. This is love. I know it's true.
Welcome back to Even More Highly Recommended with Mellow Max. It is 7:03 on a kind of rainy, drizzly Wednesday in April. It is the 6th of April, in fact. And I've had a really busy week, you know? Been getting into some new hobbies, getting into 3D photography. Found a really cool app on my phone. I would highly recommend it. It's called, like, 3D Stereoscopic Photo Maker or something like that. And it has instructions on how to, like, just take pictures on your phone and, like, you know, hold your phone up to your left eye, take a picture, hold your phone up to your right eye, take another picture, and then stitch it all together. You can either look at it with 3D glasses or with a VR headset. I splurged and spent $15 on a Google Cardboard, and now it's really fun. Like, I can take a picture of my plants and then look at them in 3D. And for some reason, looking at it like a 3D image is just more 3D than looking at it in real life. I don't know what it is. But there is something really cool about having a still 3D image. Doesn't necessarily compare it to ViewMasters, but that's a different... ViewMasters are cool. That's a different story. I've been to two concerts since the last show. I saw Peach Pit on Friday night at Big Night Live. First time at that venue. Really fun show. I'm playing a song by them up next. And the other gig that I went to was last night, and that was Joywave, at the Paradise Rock Club. And that was another really, really fun show. And I'm playing a song by them too. And then some new music. And then I've got two themes for tonight. I have Moving and Spider. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Baby, go.
Goodbye to your seats.
Yeah.
was fun. I hear an echo. I don't know if you guys hear an echo. Oh, that's so much better. Wow. I was playing around with the board and I gave myself a little bit of an echo. That was fun. Yeah. So that was a good set. I liked that little combination of songs. Peach Pit, Give Up Baby Go. That was such a good concert. I really, really, really enjoyed seeing them, and I had never even heard of them before, like, that night, I guess. Yeah, I was gonna hang out with my friend Amanda, and then she was like, hey, listen, I posted on Reddit, like, you know, half a week ago, does anyone have tickets because it was sold out, does anyone have tickets? And, like, literally an hour and a half before the show, someone's like, oh, yeah, I'll sell you some tickets. And then we had to pay them on Cash App, and it was a whole hassle and a half. It was just not easy at all. And then they didn't even check the tickets, and they sent the tickets to us before they got the money, which was nice of them. But and then they didn't check when we got to the door. They're just like, oh yeah, that's not scanning. Go on in. So that was cool. After that, Joywave, who I saw yesterday, and again, this is another band, I didn't hear of them before Sunday. I mean, I'm on radio, I shouldn't be, you know, outing myself as not knowing all these bands, but yeah, then my friend Noah's like, hey, you want to go to this show? And I was like, it's a Tuesday night, I have an alumni event before that, I'm going to be exhausted, but oh my god, yeah. Sounded like a fun show, and it was. The one downside was I don't know if I can talk about this on radio either, but I'm really craving a mosh pit. There's just something about, you know, the constructive, violent dance of moshing that, it's collaborative. It's beautiful. And I haven't had a good one since the summer. It's been far too long. And so I just need to, like, go to a metal show or go to a punk show, get it out of my system, because I was really tempted to try and start one at Joywave, but, like, they had, like, 3 or 4 good points, but the crowd wasn't there for that. And that's no fun for anyone, unless it's fun for everyone. After that, St. Vincent with Digital Witness, and then the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets with Cornflake. Great band name. And they were supposed to be coming to Boston the beginning of May, but they had to postpone things because of COVID, but I bought tickets. I'm excited for it. Coming up next is my move theme, or it's like moving. It's not like, hey, you move. It's just move themed music.
Break down. It's your money. And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Strip away the old debris and hides a shining car.
If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. That was a... I like my little themes tonight. I think they're very fun. That was the moving theme. So the first song was The Cars with Moving in Stereo, followed by Billy Joel with Movin' Out, then Rush with Red Barchetta off of the album Moving Pictures, and then the one after that helped inspire me to make this theme, and I heard it for the first time this past week. I was like, that's a very silly song, and my dad's name is Jim, so that one was for that one's for you, Dad. I know you're listening. And that was Lizzie Mercier de Clos. I messed that up for sure, but that song was called Jim on the Move. And then Flo and Eddie with Eleanor off of the album Moving Targets. So that was a fun little bunch of moving parts going on there. And I'm not sure I'd heard Flo and Eddie's version of Eleanor before, but they were in The Turtles too, and they made the original. So does that make it a cover? Or is it, you know, like, does that count as a cover? Or is it just them redoing it in a different band? I don't know. And in the background right now, we have Spoonbill with Interstellar Safari. Coming up next is my very, very short set of spider songs. And I want to play them because I don't know, if you don't like spiders, go buzz off. I think spiders are pretty cool. Like, I'm not crazy about spiders, but like, they give me the creeps, but I do think that they're very cool and I like them. So I've been living with a common house spider since I moved into my apartment in November. I think it showed up at the end of November, beginning of December, in one of my cacti, and it has been living there ever since. It makes really cool webs. And I can tell that it's still, you know, active and alive, other than just seeing it move every once in a while, because after I take the plant to my kitchen to, water it, it reweaves the webs, connecting it to, like, the little, box that I have it in. So, it keeps busy. And that's a pretty impressive life for a common house spider, apparently. 6 months? Not bad. I like having the little guy around. Or no, little gal. I believe it is a female spider. I've also been keeping my eyes out for egg sacs, because as much as I like having one spider, having more than one might not be fun. My other spider, though, that one was... I was watering a different one of my plants, and I was checking it for scale, actually, and I was making it to the very end of one... It's a pothos, so... You know, it has, like, long, like, vines of leaves. And I was making my way down the vine when I saw something move. And I so very nearly threw my plant halfway across the room. Because I saw this big, white, fast spider. I trapped it under a Tupperware. And took pictures of it and looked it up. And I believe it is a yellow sac spider, which is one of the only venomous spiders in the Northeast United States that will actually bite people. It's usually not fatal, but I didn't... Yeah, that one I put outside. Yikes. On payday, don't forget to feed the pig. For payday savings reminders, text the letters FTP to 83484. Wow, that's a really short PSA. I like that. I'm Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's 7:48. We have my spider set of two songs coming up next, and then a couple of odd songs that I wanted to play for you guys. And then maybe I'll say some more things before I get off the air and see you next week.
He is our hero.
Spider. Get rid of Spider.
Step on Spider.
Spider.
We love you, Spider.
I promise not to kill you.
Spider. Spider.
We love you, Spider.
Spider. Get rid of
Spider.
Must stop
Spider.
He is our hero.
Isn't that just a delightful little song?
Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached. Mr. America, try to hide the emptiness that's you inside. But once you find that the way you lied and all the corny tricks you tried will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freaks, Daddy.
Just like, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, really capitalize on having the weird songs at the end. And I've got one more weird song. It's by King Gizzard, but those last couple were the Mothers of Invention with Hungry Freaks, Daddy. Before that, They Might Be Giants with Spider, and the Claypool Lennon Delirium with Boris the Spider. And that's a fun one. That's a cover. Well, the Claypool Lennon Delirium is great, highly recommend them. And Boris the Spider is originally by The Who. So it's fun to hear it redone, because it's a very, very, I mean, it's not, I mean, you know, they're older songs, but it's a pretty old song. And yeah, and that was the little spider set. I think I had other mini themes that were longer than that one tonight alone. But in between the breaks, while I was playing the songs, I've been taking stereoscopic photos of the station, and I am looking forward to going home, looking at them on my Google Cardboard, and taking the station with me, and maybe listening to some more WMFO, and donating. Thank you for listening. This is Mellow Max, signing out. See you again next week. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And closing us off, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Hot Wax.